Tony Jaa, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you. How about you?
Sawadee krap.
Sawadee krap.
I said it okay.
Yeah, it's just okay. Yeah, everything.
Thank you for doing this. I'm trying to talk to as many of the best martial arts actors on the planet, and you are at the very top of the list.
Oh no, I'm so
Yes.
lucky. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky.
One of the very best to ever do it, Mr. Tony Jaa. So first of all, I've got many questions, but I'd love it if you could tell the audience what your martial arts background is. Which martial arts did you mainly train in?
I start from the martial arts. I love martial arts because I love movie. Because I saw the movie. I have the movie from the inspiration, Jackie Chan movie, Bruce Lee movie, and Jet Li movie, and an action movie, and Scott Atkins movie. All
No.
the action movie. No. All
Maybe now, but
the
when you were a kid, there were no
yeah,
Scott Adkins
I
movies.
know. When I grow up, I worked. I had a dream when I was what kid. Just looking on the screen, the movie, they call Enter the Dragon, and then the Drunken Master from the Jackie Chan, and the Bruce Lee and Jackie
Oh,
Chan
Drunken
also.
Master.
Yeah, Drunken Master. Yeah, I really love the Drunken Master also. Because the how they do the stunt is a black flip and kick and like Kung Fu style. This Kung Fu is a different style. The Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is original, really fast. Yeah, but Jackie Chan they create that develop for the not follow from the Bruce Lee. They change the way and make the Kung Fu is like a
Bruce Lee is like real martial arts,
real martial art. Yeah,
the best. And then Jackie Chan, he brought a more athletic,
yes,
gymnastics, somersaults,
gymnastic
comedy.
and comedy exactly. But I love Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee because different style. Different style. So when I was kid, I watched movie, the Jackie Chan movie, Drunken Master or Drunken Master. That's why I follow my dream. I just train and I hope one day I want to be like action star.
So you're training in martial arts as a kid, but you're thinking, I want to
I
be in the
think
movies like these
I want to
guys.
be the movie. I want to represent from Thai boxing. I want to represent the Thai culture to be like action on the for people know it's like a Bruce Lee the represent Kung Fu, right? Jackie Chan represent Kung Fu. And same. I had a dream. I want to represent Muay Thai.
You certainly achieved that.
Yeah, it's work hard, work hard. I train before I'm trained 8 hours for a day. So
8 hours a
hard.
day.
8 hours for a day. Yeah,
Wow.
yes. Yeah,
Just
just
kicking, just which training?
no. Everything they have the program like a runs 20 kilometer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then back to like to the gymnastic. To be like stretching, gymnastic and speeds. Yes, then how to fight, how to kick with the stunt with the stunt team. Yeah.
So did you when did you meet the stunt team that you started working with? How old were you when you got into films?
When I grew up, around 15, I start for the movie. 14. This very local movie.
Was this with Anna Ritikrai?
Yeah, Panna with the guy. I learned on set everything and to be like extra or stunt. First, learn everything. And then I learned to be like stunt first. Yeah. How to fight, how to kick, how to punch, how to react. Yeah. no money, but just you know, right, just to learn because I follow my dream. I want to be like, oh, I want to be star. How to learn from the Jackie Chan? How to learn from the Panalytic guy? It's really cool when they show, right? Then they perform on the screen, on the movie. I see, wow, I want to be action. I still focus.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, Panaritikrai in the 80s was like a Thai martial arts star himself.
He learned from himself. He learned from the same university also, but he did really like a brother, big brother, and like a master. And he liked Krabi Kabong or Muay Thai. He learned Muay Thai, he learned Krabi Kabong, and he loved Kung Fu also. He learned style, Jackie Chan style, Bruce Lee style. And then he made the movie, but small budget, a local movie. And then I work with him. So that's why we work together. This like a stunt team. And then I had a dream. I want to be like, it's not stunt. I want to be actor.
Yeah.
Not stunt. Yes. Not just only like background, you know, like a shadow. It's stuntable. It's like a shadow.
A star.
I want to be like action
you
star.
Be a star.
Yeah, a star.
Yeah.
So this is like the first movie I'm casting from the Hollywood movie. They call the
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, yes. Now, let me tell you. Remember?
I'm the standard.
Do you remember J.J. Perry? J.J. Perry. J.J. Perry. Remember?
I know him. Yeah, I know him really well.
He told me that on Mortal Kombat 2, you were doing some stunts and they called you Hollywood because you were that amazing that they gave you the nickname Hollywood.
So, this is why I didn't know about the Hollywood. What about the Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood.
I just know about the Thai movie, right? Yeah, but they pushed my name like, oh, in the morning, all the club, they told me, oh, Mr. Hollywood, coming.
Yeah.
So that's why, oh, Hollywood, what about Hollywood? And now I listen, oh, Hollywood. Everybody want to go like to be like action Hollywood. Now I know I learned from the Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan. Hollywood. Okay, I want to be like Hollywood action.
I want you to talk me through some of this amazing stuff that you did in Ong Bak.
Oh, in Ong Bak. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In Ong Bak scene. Hmm. Okay, that's the market scene.
Yeah. Ong Bak. When I first saw Ong Bak, I was amazed. Uh-huh. It was amazing. It was 2003, and my film Special Forces was just coming out, my very first film. And then I saw Ong Bak, and I was like, I need to start all over again. This guy is incredible. It was so amazing to see Thai boxing, Muay Thai, be performed the way you performed it. And what was so incredible was your physicality, the somersaults, obviously the martial arts. You know, you were a very athletic guy, good looking guy, you know, handsome face. What impressed me the most was two things. The power that you hit people with, the way that you hit people so hard, it was so amazing to see that. I know it's not easy for the stunt guys, but that look great. It's so good to watch. And also, especially this market scene, just the physicality, the dexterity, the way you do all these flips and the jumps, just incredible. How long did it take to shoot this market scene?
Probably 2 weeks. Yeah.
Two weeks.
But just workshop, peopling, and maybe 2 months, because just train and make the workshop with the stunt team 2 months.
You practiced for 2 whole months for the whole film.
For the whole film, and really really hard scene also, and because you know, that scene is we had the jump and put a gymnastic and fight. As I'm the accident also, my leg, they split. Yeah.
In the market scene or when you were fighting in the
No club? No. In the market scene, yeah. In the market scene.
So what did you do to your ankle or
my ankle, yeah. It's my ankle.
Is how did you do that?
Just you know, like just
rolled over.
Go to hospital. Yeah, go to hospital and then bring put the ice the ice and then okay, tomorrow they try to make it, yeah. And let's do it for tomorrow. Because we no time, we no money, we no budget for
wow,
the
yeah. You know, this is some of my favorite bits.
Yeah. That's the jump, the everything.
So did you practice with two mats?
Practice with the class to class. First time, and they put the really long, this you know, between the classes, really long, and then try to be like steep, yeah, try to be fit.
Closer, jump.
Maybe five takes. We have the good, five takes.
I love this. Like, this is like breakdancing.
And this, I make it like they develop from the breakdance, breakdance kick.
And this kick is great.
Everything is a real kick, yeah. All the stunt people, they when I hit, and they put the ice from the head or the head. And then the somersault is a twist, right?
But what about that? That was this scary to do?
Oh, yeah, really scary,
But you practiced this in the gym before.
Two takes, yes. I remember two takes.
What was wrong with the first one? First take no good?
Yeah, no good.
You didn't complete the whole movement?
I'm really scared.
I'm scared watching it.
And then I come down and, you know, like, take like a mini take. Okay, I can do it. Let's do it. Yeah. I just when the camera on, the camera on. Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Yeah, and the heart goes.
Exactly.
Whenever I do some sort of stunt, I mean, I haven't done some of the stunts that you've done, but you know, I've done some that are, you know, they're okay. But it's always feeling of you. It's when you just decide in your head, okay, I'm doing it now. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I've made up my mind. I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm calm and I'm at peace with it. Exactly. Let's just do it.
Exactly. Just do it. I don't know what happened, but because we make the movie, because for we love movie, we love action movie. I just come down and okay, I can do.
You do it for your fans.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do it to stake your claim. You do it to show everyone in the action filmmaking industry that you have what it takes.
Yes.
You want to show Jackie Chan, you want to show Jet Li, you want to show all of them, look at me, look what I can do. I can do that. Yeah, but that for me that's what it's about.
You want
them to notice you.
Yeah, I want to represent what I can do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now how hard did you hit this guy? Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is make the, you know, like the story make people like, you know, like you like really talk about the Muay Thai is.
Oh yeah.
The story is really hard, and talk about Muay Thai or no good Muay Thai bad, but we need to make people like hit him or something like that.
He deserved to get hit hard.
Yeah, exactly.
He deserved it, but. What about the actual guy? Did was he okay getting hit that hard?
The guy, three take. The guy, I hit him three take. kick.
Is he a real fighter?
On the fist, yeah. The fist. He's a real fight. Yeah.
This kick here that you do.
They have the tie. They call... Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's good technique, right? It's good technique.
How many days a week do you stretch?
Stretch every day. You know, like stretching leg and every day.
Well, how long?
We need to. We need to.
Yeah. How?
Yeah, we need to. When you
stretch for one hour?
2 hours.
2 hours? Oh, God.
2 hours. I want to like control the stunt, you know, like control myself also.
Yeah.
Because Muay Thai is really dangerous. When you kick, when you elbow, when you knee, you need to be like practice and straight everything for safety and how to like practice with the stunt also is really important for safety. So that's why we need to everything, we know the same thing, like stunt no and me no, we know together, we know the same thing.
Yeah, so you can be accurate. So you're hitting him, but it's not too hard. It's a hit, but it's precise and it's controlled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can control, can control.
That kick there. That kick is good.
Yeah.
So tell me about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jump over.
That's crazy.
Jump over, flying knee, and smash the glass, flying down.
Yeah.
One take.
One take.
Just good. Only one take. Just good. Only one take. Because very no dangerous. More glass.
No more glass.
No glass. No more glass.
Yeah, one take only.
One take, only one take. Only
were
one take.
You scared? Did you practice without the glass and then you did it with the glass?
Practice no glass, no deflected all the time with timing with the stunt. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, and then, okay, let's do it. We had a good take, just only one take. Yeah.
This is crazy.
This is crazy also.
Yeah.
If you know, like if you saw the behind the scene.
I've seen it.
The flyer.
Comes up.
Boom,
yeah.
Kaboom, it's my friend, you know. I just run, you know, I'm really scared.
Yeah. So are you supposed to jump into the water or
jumping into water, no water. And I just run, just run. And then Peter follow me. And all the stunt follow me. Oh, Tony, stop.
Stop
and
running away. We need to pull you
stop,
out.
Yeah, stop running. Yeah.
Did you get burnt or is it okay? It was just hot.
Just hot. Yeah, but, you know, my eyes, my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No eyelashes gone.
No. Contact lens or eyeliner. Just okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, twist kick. Yeah, bang. I think it's really good with the camera. With when I move on the air and the flyer on the leg kick on the head of the stunt.
Is there three cameras there? Well, this is what I love about your style and what I really appreciate about what you do is the fact that. Yes, you can do all these amazing flippy kicks, but what makes you different to other people that do these flippy kicks and then the foot goes across the face and it, you know, it doesn't really look real. But what's great about when you do it, you'll land with the shin on the neck or, you know, on the head and you see the impact. Yeah. So you make a kick that's probably a little bit unbelievable. You make it much more realistic and believable when you land it on someone with power. And that's what you do brilliantly. And that's what was so impressive for me about Ong Bak. Just seeing the power, the crazy kicks, but then the bam, the power that you land with.
Yeah, make people happy, make people excited.
Yeah, maybe not this guy, but other people.
It's not this guy.
That was a great kick.
Final scene. Yeah. In the cave, yeah.
Bam, bam. I've never seen that before. A double 540.
You can do it. You can do.
I could do it after I saw you do it. But, you know, that was the first time I saw it done. I was like, wow, is that possible? Let me have a go.
You know, I tried to make saw the Jackie Chan movie. They kick. I want to do like, okay, I want to double kick, you know, like to be.
And this looked like it was. This one looked like it was painful to do, and you landed hard and hurt yourself maybe when you did one of those takes.
Yeah. I hurt myself from my back, my shoulder, yeah.
Everything.
All the time when I do, but you know, like, okay, movie. See.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. This is real. This is the guy is a knockout about the. Second minute.
So he's really knocked out for about 5 seconds. Bang, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the way he goes down. Boff.
Hmm.
That's one of my favorite kicks. The driver kick.
this. I make it like a gymnastic also, like front kick. Yeah.
Now, had you ever seen that move done as a kick? That's the first time I ever saw that used as a kick. Is that something you invented?
I saw the movie, Kung Fu movie, but now I want to develop. It's look real, you know, like the style. I want to, you know, like power and real, and people looking, wow, it's just amazing. It's make people happy, make people wow, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing kick. I'd never seen it before. And again, it's the fact that you do something crazy like a gymnast, but the fact that you land it,
that
you hit someone with it is what makes it amazing.
Need to be like control is really important, because the really dangerous when they move on the air and with the kick. And sometimes there are people look on the movie. In the movie, and then they said, wow, this look like crazy, but we train, we practice with the stunt maybe 100 times, you know, like bam 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 bam. We know the same thing with the stunt.
So this guy, he's just properly getting kicked and he's ducking his head to take the impact.
Yeah. Boom, timing,
yeah.
One take.
Because you have to be very accurate, because if your foot is not at the right level, if it's a little bit further down, you're going to hit him in the nose.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this move. I love the way you push your own body back because you hit him so hard.
Bang. Mm-hmm. Bang, yeah. There's a lot of jump and kick.
Yeah, all in one take.
Only one take, yeah.
This wall, was it at a slight slant, or was was it like this?
Yeah, it's like this, a little bit like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the camera angle is
So it made it a little bit easier, but it's...
Yeah. Make like a little bit for him.
How do you do this?
I don't know. I just run. And jump when the Kamala and okay, Tony, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. I just go.
Were you scared that you might land on the cameraman?
Because the Kamala too slow.
Right.
The real thing we need to when the Kamala guys, they move back and then they jump. But the Kamala, you know, like slow and really fast. So this is why I jump over the camera.
Well, it's a good job you didn't slip, because you would have landed on the camera.
Good job, yeah.
How do you do that? Is that real?
Yeah, just yeah. No wire.
That's just insane.
easy. The backflip.
Yeah.
But we decide and create. Okay, when you do the backflip and you can like a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Yeah.
It's all in the Spider-Man move. Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine that you practice that on a mat or something. And I guess you
practice on the map first.
Yeah.
Practice on the map and not really high like this. Yeah, we practice timing.
Now this is scary, right?
Really scary. Timing.
Yeah.
With the motorcycle and really
like you must have been nervous that maybe you would land on the back of the bike.
Exactly. Yeah. But just let's do it. Everything timing, huh? Good timing. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
This is great.
This is one. Boom! No wire, no CG.
Yeah. Did you come up with these moves? Or was it the stunt team that came up with the moves? Or did you come up with these moves?
Yes, just me. I make it.
Because only you know what you're capable of, I suppose.
Yeah, I know
what you know what you can do.
Yeah, I know what I can do. I know everything created. I just with my team. Okay, let's do it and just practice. Okay, what I can do. So that's why. Okay, I can do. I can jump like this. I can jump like this, and then I make like my team. With Mr. Panna and do like camera angle what the beautiful for the movie when the people see when the you know like and then I can do yes.
Okay, tell me about this is incredible.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
What do you think?
Well,
one take.
One glass.
One glass.
One glass, one take.
One glass, one take.
Did you trust that the glass was strong enough to hold you when you ran up it? Were you worried that maybe he would press? Was there a guy pressing a button to blow the glass?
I know the glass. I trust the glass.
Very strong glass. And
very,
again,
very strong glass.
I guess it's all about the timing, right? Because
you need
to have, if the bike is too far away, you will land on the bike, right?
Yeah.
So the
bike
needs to be just here so that you can go over the bike.
Yeah, yes.
But if the bike's too close, it's going to hit you.
Exactly. It's really difficult, really dangerous. But you know
very
everything
dangerous.
Control everything, timing everything like a. Oh please, I want to do this for you know movie fan. Okay, and I made power with the stunt. Okay, we can do it.
Of the stunts that I've seen you do, that's probably the most impressive.
Really,
to me.
Really important with the stunt team. Yeah. We know the same thing.
Trust.
We know how to trust.
Yeah.
How to trust.
Amazing, though.
One take.
Yeah, man.
One take, one glass. No more. Yeah. Boom.
So it was on a button, was it? Somebody shattered the glass and then the bike hit it.
Yeah. And a little bit they put there like a special effect. There's technique. Yeah. And kaboom!
Charge to blow the glass.
Yeah, through the glass.
You got to trust him because
exactly
if he blows it too early, you're going through the glass.
Yeah, stunt epic guy, and then just me.
I bet you were happy when you'd done that.
Yeah, and wow! We can do it.
This is one of the most impressive things I've seen you do.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you like, you know, I could put like my foot on the wall and flip off it, but it's the fact that you had the idea to do a flip off the guy's face. Incredible. The fact that you thought, I've got an idea, I'm going to do the flip off his face. Then he's going to go through a window. That is amazing.
No wire. That's a real kick. Yeah, that's a real kick and back flip.
So the guy that you did it with, did he have to lean forwards? So he gave you enough pressure to flip off.
Yeah, we get good technique with the stun. Yeah, because we know the same thing also. Yeah, stun he really is a strong technique.
He's leaning into it,
just waiting hold and timing.
Because he needs to lean in, but he needs to know when to throw.
Yeah, when to know when my face in his face, right? And then timing how to power a little bit power, and then he react really important. One take, one glass, one stun. 50 guys.
breaking bones.
50
If you ever want to know, how to break somebody's bones. You have many moves to choose from.
You know, it's like the inspiration from the Bruce Lee movie is like Enter the Dragon. All the people come around
and then
block it.
Just breaking all these bones. That's a difficult move to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a difficult move to do a front somersault, especially with the bones. Because it changes your center of gravity.
The bone, yes, really heavy also. And then, try to be like, and trust. This is the actor from the Australia.
Yeah, Nathan Jones.
Nathan Jones.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Two takes. We practice two times and then let's do it.
Bah.
Boom! Wow,
that's crazy.
You know this move is inspired from the
You kick the lamp. This is like Bruce Lee kicks the lamp, and you kick the lamp.
Inspired.
Is that a real helicopter?
But
Come on, tell me the secrets.
No,
it's not really flying, is it?
Yeah, it's not really flying, but you know that's movie magic.
It looks pretty real.
Magic, helicopter magic.
Oh, I can see, looking at the blades now, I can see, but I was so concentrated on watching you that you don't even look at the blades.
People focus, the audience, they focus when the...
on Tony Jaa. They focus on Tony Jaa.
No, people focus the helicopter. Or the
They're looking at you doing the kick. The power that you have is amazing. This is a crazy kick here.
Not a kick, the double knee. Flying double knee. Yeah, double knee.
I suppose you had to be careful that you weren't so high that you hit your head on the top.
Exactly, on the top.
Yeah. One of the things that really amazed me about you, and I would watch all these things on the internet, when you did, you were promoting Ong Bak, and you went all the way around America and different places, and you did like a live show.
I can't believe, the people saw when the audience saw the Ong Bak movie, and then I on tour show to perform what can I do, and I show some like with the stunt team, I went to the American Los Angeles, the last Maverick, and Europe, all the tour, like no CG, no wire, Tony Jaa perform the real, not CG. And
the fact that you could do it live and never make a mistake and do all these kicks and it was always perfect. It just shows how incredible you are at this stuff and how fit you are, that you can do it live and you can do like a 3-minute segment and not get out of breath. It's amazing.
Yeah, I want to represent Thai boxing for people know. It's just follow my dream. And then certainly, finally, the dream come true. I, very big change for me. My life is a big change. I go to when I was hit, I just looking on the sky and see, you know, the planes on the sky.
Yeah.
And I want to sit. And then I want to like go to America, go to the Hollywood. I want to show, represent from the Thai movie for the Thai culture, Sawadee Cup and Muay Thai boxing. Now, yeah, the dream come true already.
You are one of the most famous Thai people ever.
Yeah.
In the history. If for an international audience, you are one of the most famous Thai people. That must feel crazy to think that.
Yeah. Before Thai people, I just want to perform. I want to show like the Thai people know. But now, from all over the world, they know Ong Bak, they know Tony Jaa, and really happy and really proud about that.
You are an amazing representative of Thailand. The Thai people should be very proud to have you. It's incredible.
And I just, you know, like my dream, I was inspired from the Jackie Chan, from the Bruce Lee. I want to be like action. I don't want to be like, oh, Tony Jaa is number one, Tony Jaa is action. No, I just, you know, like, oh, my dream is come true. I represent Thai culture. I represent the Thai martial art. I just, just enough. If the audience happy when they saw the movie and they happy for 1 hour or for 1 hour and a half, they happy. Life, you know, make they happy. I think it's good. Good for people. Good for us.
It feels good to make people happy. So
Make people happy.
Makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a circle.
Yeah.
Enter the dragon at the loom, the middle.
What do you like about this fight particularly? What makes it one of the best fights?
I like the all other scene, but this is really special because they had so many techniques how to make it people make people happy and make people exciting about when the Bruce Lee action.
It's a different style, Enter the Dragon. If you compare it to Bruce Lee's other movies, obviously because it's American, so it's got more of that sort of, especially in the cave scene where it's just that shot and it holds on him. And all the guys are coming in from the side and he's dealing with them. Rah, rah, rah. And it's a different style, but it still works brilliantly. I say that Enter the Dragon is my favorite Bruce Lee.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the way Bruce is, he's kind of mean, you know, he's dangerous in this film. Yeah, he's very, very intense.
Yeah, intense, exactly. Yeah. It's really powerful from the inner, you know. See, really good technique.
Mm. He does the sweep in two different ways. It's lovely.
I think he created all the creative from the choreography, from the action also.
What do you think about this bit?
This bit. you know the same thing. Yeah, we need like a power kick, boom, but not real, right? You know,
it's a puppet.
Yeah, puppets.
I like this bit.
I like this bit. My inspiration from the kick, the back kick, is from the Ong Bak.
Oh, from Ong Bak with the whap. Ah, this is the thing.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
This is
the inspiration. Okay, yeah.
Inspiration from.
I also really like the way that Bruce Lee, obviously his kung fu, his Wing Chun, and all the rest of it. But when he throws punches, he punches like John Wayne. Big exactly. punches. Jeet Kune Do. Intercepting fist.
And they create the voice. The voice is really powerful. It's like a cat, you know? Cat?
Yeah. It's amazing. Talk me through this.
Yeah. Jump on the, not the car, jump on that, the elephant.
This looks very scary.
Oh, wow, really dangerous. Some, you know, something I think about, why I'm doing. Why I'm doing this? It look crazy. Yeah?
It's very dangerous. So you're not on a wire there.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, because I know elephant really well. Yeah.
So tell us about that. Did you grow up did you grow up around elephants?
Yeah, I practiced for 1 month with the elephant, you know, preparing from the death scene for 1 month. And we work with the elephant. We bring the elephant shower and we have the activity together. For me, when I was kid, I have the elephant to the elephant. My parents have two elephants.
Oh yeah, okay. So you grew up with these
elephants. So this is why I want to represent the how to elephant do it. Yeah, how to elephant can do it. I want to represent the elephant style. It's really, yeah. And that scene also, and that scene is an inspiration from the Drunken Master.
Yeah, so what I like about this film is that it's your chance to use all the different styles. So, you know, you've got the drunken style there and you're using all these different sort of, looks like animal styles to me and
animal
loads
style,
of weapons.
Yeah. It's more like really dark side.
Yeah, and I really like the way, because you directed these two films.
The way
they are shot is really nice. I love the way you're using the slow motion, and it looks very cinematic, and it's framed really nicely.
Look like realistic, yeah.
It just looks like a proper, expensive, well-made movie.
Yeah.
But I've always felt, watching this, does it not hurt your feet? Because everything's barefoot, and it's like, man.
This is really clear. It's like a movement. It's like a dance, you know.
This is one of the best sidekicks I've ever seen you throw, because what I like about this sidekick, step through sidekick, is you do it so quickly with perfect technique. It's not like you even build up to it. You just and you hit the guy so hard, and he flies back. Bang! That is beautiful.
Bang!
That is perfect technique. I love that.
Something like that. You know, usually Ong Bak, we need to Ong Bak 2 only with one film. Yeah, not just Ong Bak 3. But movie is really long. But studio, they want to make like Ong Bak 3. So this is why I follow. Follow to be like Ong Bak 3.
So did they, that wasn't your decision?
But I know, just follow. Yeah.
Yeah, so would you prefer it if it was just one movie?
Yeah, I just want to make one movie. It's just enough. And then a movie one, the studio want to make like, okay, we make more and Ong Bak 3. So this is why the movie is long, really long.
Well, you know, they want to make as much money as they can, don't they? I mean,
exactly.
In Hollywood, it's business. But it must be unfortunate when you have your own vision. You're trying to create your vision and then it isn't what you wanted it to be. I'm sure that was frustrating for you. But still, I mean, it's got some great, both films have got some great, great stuff in there.
In the Hollywood movie, especially I learned so many, so many things. I learned from the Hollywood movie to make movie like different style, right? So, like, okay, not, but martial arts movie is really, you can see, right? That the real martial arts movie, you can see. We can see the Scott Adkins movie. Yeah, that's a real martial arts movie.
Yeah, I mean, like my agent sometimes tells me to do more films that don't have martial arts in them, but I'm happy to do them, and you know, I'm happy to pursue things as just an actor without martial arts whenever possible. But I still can't change the fact that deep down in my heart, I'm a martial arts geek. I'm a martial arts fan. I just love martial arts movies. I always have. So the more I can make of a martial arts movie, you know. I love to do it. I'm passionate about it.
Me too.
You're using a lot of weapons here.
Yeah, a lot of weapons. I want to represent the weapon.
Three
this
sections.
This is like yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see that I'm inspired from the Japanese movie.
Which Japanese movie is it? Like Samurai?
Yes, Samurai, exactly. Is it like
Akira Samurai Kurosawa?
Movie? Yeah, Kurosawa, exactly.
Yeah.
All the inspired from the Kurosawa movie.
Yeah. Mm. Just tell us about this move.
Oh, yes. It's really... Oh, bah, to take.
He was happy for you to do that, the elephant?
Be happy, yeah.
You've got to be friends with the elephant.
They're very scared, yeah. I'm scared also because I don't know the elephants trust me.
Yeah.
And they do like first time, they, you know, like he moved the head or outside and it, I cannot control. But second take, okay.
Yeah, oh, so he wasn't staying still. He was moving sometimes.
He moving, yes, sometimes, yeah. Which is static. And then, okay, I don't know. I talk with him like, okay, trust me, elephant. the elephant, yeah. My elephant also. Okay, trust me. And then I let do it. Okay, second take. Yeah, second take.
Two takes. Mm. Oh, wow.
Two take. That's you.
Boom. It's me.
Yeah.
We had fun.
You really fast, huh? But good timing, huh? We know the same thing also. Yeah. That's really important when we need to know the same thing, how to fight, how to kick, like know the tempo, you know, tempo. Pop, 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 pop.
This is it. Whenever I work with someone like yourself or Donnie Yen or, you know, anyone at the top of the game, we don't even really need to rehearse much because we both understand what needs to be done. So we both understand the timing and it's a lot easier to work with someone like you because we don't have to do as many takes. We can get it done quicker because you don't make a mistake. I don't make a mistake.
Yep.
But I have to say, Jar, that ever since I saw you in Ong Bak, I said to myself, I really want to work with this guy because first and foremost, I had a huge amount of respect for your talent and what you could do. And I look to you the same as I look to Jackie Chan and to Donnie Yen. The only difference is that you came up with the same age. So, you know, we're contemporaries. But I always wanted to work with you because I respect your skill. But also, I wanted to test myself. I wanted to see how am I going to match up against Tony Jaa? Because, you know, I'm looking at you thinking, this guy is the best of the best at the moment. And, you know, it was nice for me to do that, this scene with you and just see how I might compare. And I think I did okay.
yeah. Thank you, Scott. And I think that maybe they connect because we love movie also, we love the martial art movie also. Then like the world connects. Yeah. And I'm so happy also to work together, to work with you. And I think it's really important about how to make a martial arts movie for the audience. And then they put up for Triple Threat, the first movie we make together, right? Yeah. And that scene is really, I think it's really people like, and the audience, they like this.
People wanted to see you and I fight. You know, the fans are like, oh, that would be a good fight to see Tony Jaa fight Scott Adkins, but also to see Tony Jaa fight Iko Uwais, Tony Jaa fight Tiger Chen. Iko Uwais fight Michael Jai White. I mean, it was a lot of fun for people to see.
A lot of fun. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I hope we can do it again. Maybe we do a film and we're on the same team.
Exactly.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Sammo Hung as I'm sure you are.
Oh, Summer Home. Yeah. I work with Summer Home also, the Paladin.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And Chris Collins.
And Chris Collins, yeah.
Yeah, you work with Chris Collins also, yeah. Talented. Now what? That's a crazy move.
Mm-hmm.
He comes so close to your head there. That's a great shot. Wow.
It's really close to my face. Yeah.
You're really fast.
You're really fast. It's exactly. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's good the camera wide angle, right?
Really? Oh yeah. Samo moves the camera.
Yeah.
Move the camera.
Yeah.
He knows really how to perfectly capture the action, but also he's very dynamic with the camera movement.
Yeah.
Really great.
I learned from the Samo Hong how to make it. Before I'm the big fan of Samo Hong also, how to use the camera, how to use like action.
Yeah, he's one of the very best.
Action. Yeah, he really best.
Oh, yes. So he's on a wire, but that is a great kick. Bang.
Yeah. How you know that?
Because I know that because you're not running at him, you're spinning on the spot. Bang.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were running towards him, I believe you kicked him.
Make me power, huh?
Those spinning elbows, you do one to me in triple threat where you block my leg and you do that spinning elbow. And I thought it was a tricky move and maybe it would take more time, but you were so precise with it that we just got it done straight away. It was like amazing. And you didn't hit me, which was nice.
Yeah. And next time.
Next time you'll hit me.
Okay. Spinning elbow.
Okay, and Yuan Wuping.
Ah, Yuan Wuping. I'm so happy to work with Yuan Wuping and Maxi.
Max Zhang, yeah. Yeah, for me, Samo Hung and Yuan Wuping are the best.
Are the best, yeah.
But I don't like to see you on the wire. I prefer to see the proper Tony Jaa kicks.
You know, I try to learn how to use like wire.
I would much rather watch this.
Wow. This is this is real, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. You don't need a wire. It's uncomfortable. The wire work is uncomfortable. I find it to be painful.
Yeah.
The wire here and in the groin and
exactly. We can control, you know, we can control when we when they use like wire, can control. It's not original. It's not. It's not real. Yeah, people see. You know, you can see. It's not real.
Yeah, it's Yuan Wuping style. He likes to use the wires, and he's great at it, and it works really well for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon films like that. But I think Yuan Wuping, personally, I think he is the best. The best.
He's the best.
The best. But I like it when he uses less wires.
Yeah.
That's when he's the best.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Master.
Oh, Master Yuan Wuping, yeah. Master Yuan Wuping.
Yeah, Master, yeah, Yuan Wuping. Yeah,
well, that's it, Jaa. I just want to say thank you for doing this. I really appreciate you giving me your time. And I think the people that are watching this little video that I'm doing, this Soul series, I think they're really going to appreciate you explaining to everyone some of the things that went into the various stunts and martial arts films you've made. And we really appreciate it. And please continue to make amazing martial arts films because we absolutely love you. And we can't wait to see whatever you've got coming up next.
Thank you, Scott, again. Thank you. Thank you to work with you, Anna. See you, and we can make a movie, a martial art movie together. Leo, huh?
Sawadee kap.
Sawadee kap.
Sawadee kap. Thank you, Jaa.